This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Belinda from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of July, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Global equities were mixed with gains on Wall Street and softer moves elsewhere. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% and the Nasdaq gained 1.9% to lead the U.S. market higher. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 slipped 0.4% while Switzerland's SMI was down 20 basis points. The Nikkei 225 eased 0.2% while the Shanghai Composite added 10 basis points in Asia. In foreign exchange, 1 euro buys 1.141 US dollars and the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. Brent crude rose 2.6% to $93 a barrel and gold added 1% to $4,118 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Belinda. Turning to big tech earnings, why is this week such an important test for the AI trade?
Hi, Aaron. That's a good place to start.
Alphabet is due to report second quarter earnings today after the market close, and that marks the start of a closely watched week of results from large cap tech. This season comes at a point when investors are increasingly focused on how durable AI-related capital expenditure really is, especially after the semiconductor sector's strong rally began to lose momentum in recent weeks.
So without taking any single name view, what are the main areas that could shape the near-term direction of the AI trade?
Well, the key point is that clarity, or the lack of it, across three areas will be central to the near-term direction of the AI trade.
Okay, and just on that first area, how much further can AI CapEx rise?
CapEx will be a central focus, with investors looking for greater clarity on the near-term spending path and on how long the current intensity of investment can last. Recent guidance from hyperscalers points to another sharp rise in AI-related spending, driven by the data center build-out, higher component costs, and expanding compute needs. The key issue is whether these companies signal when spending growth may begin to moderate or whether CapEx keeps moving higher into 2027. Management commentary on spending discipline, free cash flow, and returns on investment will therefore be watched very closely.
And on demand, can AI deliver durable revenue growth across the core businesses?
Well, investors will also be watching whether AI demand continues to translate into durable top-line growth across cloud, advertising, search, and software. The questions here are whether cloud demand can stay strong as AI workloads scale, whether AI features are driving incremental usage and monetization, and whether core businesses can maintain momentum. In search and advertising, the focus will be on whether AI improves engagement, targeting, and pricing.
What about profitability? Can margins hold up as costs keep rising?
A third key question is whether companies can protect margins as depreciation and hardware prices rise. Investors will focus on whether stronger revenue growth, pricing changes, product mix, and cost discipline can offset the growing burden from AI infrastructure investment. This matters especially because the sharp rise in memory and component costs has put pressure on gross margins and earnings leverage. Markets will be looking for signs that operating efficiencies, better monetization, and supply chain management can help preserve profitability even as the cost base grows.
Taking a step back, what does that mean for investors?
Overall, we remain constructive on AI's growth story, but we favor a more balanced exposure across the AI value chain from semiconductors and hardware to mega-cap tech and more defensive areas of the industry. Investors should also ensure diversification beyond AI as market leadership broadens in the next phase of the rally.
Great. Thanks, Belinda. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. Brent crude oil has jumped 4% to near $95 a barrel on Wednesday morning, the highest level in 6 weeks, as geopolitical tensions in the Middle East escalated further. Several tankers carrying Saudi crude to Asia reversed course in the Red Sea after Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis threatened to attack any ships that load or discharge Saudi oil, following the group's announcement of a naval blockade on Saudi Arabia earlier this week. Saudi Arabia has been using the port in Yanbu on the Red Sea with exports of around 4.5 million barrels per day to bypass the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz during the U.S.-Iran conflict, with most of those exports heading south through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. President Donald Trump has meanwhile threatened to act against the Houthis if they move to shut the Bab el-Mandab, and he has played down the prospect of immediate talks with Iran. Our view is that investors should be prepared for further hostilities, with regional mediators still trying to revive the interim agreement without success so far. Over time, we think the U.S. and Iran will eventually seek a path toward a diplomatic framework as economic pressures mount. Still, any further escalation and a tighter oil market remain a risk to equity markets. We think investors should maintain a broadly diversified portfolio while considering broad commodity exposure and capital preservation strategies to enhance portfolio resilience. Looking ahead to Thursday, the 23rd of July, we'll also be watching Australia's June unemployment rate, Singapore's June inflation, and the ECB policy rate decision. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.